This June, the Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens will present a new exhibit, Engendering Community, that highlights the LGBTQ community of the El Paso Juarez region. The exhibit, done in conjunction with UTEP's Women and Gender Studies program, will have its public opening at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 2nd, and will coincide with the launch of El Paso's Pride Week festivities. It will be on display through September 19th. Today, my guests are Maribel Villalba, director of the Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, and Josh Lopez, MA student and research assistant. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ms. Maribel, can you tell us about why you all decided to have an exhibit that highlights our LGBTQ community?
Well, I'll go back in time a little bit and tell you a little bit about what the museum does in terms of exhibits. In addition to highlighting exhibits that focus on the Chihuahuan Desert, we also, being on a university campus, do shows that highlight research of our faculty. And Dr. Brenda Reich has been a faculty member here for many years, and for the past 5 years has done extensive research of the LGBTQ community in El Paso and Juarez. She approached the museum and said, you know, I have this idea for a great show. And in addition to that, she sought grant funding and was able to get a grant from Texas Humanities for this show. And so it really fit into what we do in terms of highlighting our faculty. The fact that it deals with the LGBTQ community was a bonus on our end because it's uncharted territory for the museum, but we're really proud to have this show.
Now, Josh, you've been working as a research assistant?
Yes, I've been working as a research assistant for the past year.
And what can you tell us? I mean, what is your personal discovery about our LGBTQ community here in El Paso?
My personal discovery, and actually what got me interested in the project, was the art and the literature. I stumbled upon John Retchie when I was taking a literature course that talked about digital humanities and archives. And so I began to become interested in the LGBTQ community of El Paso and its history. And I stumbled upon John Retchie, who writes about El Paso and being gay in El Paso and about a community who their hangout spot, so to speak, was the San Jacinto Plaza. And he writes about this scene where the police came and raided it. And from then on, he says that the band of fairies was no longer there. And so from then on, I became interested in the history and followed, you know, how did this community stick together after they were told to hide and pushed away?
And how did they stick together?
The community grew a lot in South Ochoa Street. We have the OP there, and we also have the old GLBT Community Center. The building across from the OP also used to be the MCC Church. So through spirituality, through nightclubs and music and dancing and through publications, little zines that they would publish, such as Gay Friendly Magazine in the early 2000s, as well as Impulse in the 80s. These magazines really brought the community together, especially if they were closeted. They could read these and become introduced to the community. And so that really brought, you know, the community together.
Now, I had seen, I think our mutual friend, Gustavo Reveles, helped. There was a film crew that came through town. I can't remember who they were with, but he mentioned that a lot of gay people that were closeted in El Paso would go to Juarez and kind of vice versa. Did you discover that in your research?
A lot in the oral histories. This exhibit really comes from those oral histories. So a lot of participants come from Juarez or they're from El Paso, and they do talk a lot about, you know, traveling across the border from both sides in order to seek kind of the community and be in community with one another away from feeling shamed and being found out.
And it seems like it's no thing nowadays.
Right.
We've got our whole vibrant block down there. So how have you seen the evolution from what you learned to how our gay community is thriving now?
It's definitely grown a lot. A lot of the responses in the oral histories, for example, they'll say, you know, El Paso has progressed a lot, but there's still some work that needs to be done, such as, you know, a community center where everyone can come together and seek other gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender people away from the clubs, where they can be more activism-oriented and things like that. So I think that's the direction that most people want to see El Paso go in, especially the community.
And we were just talking earlier that the timeliness of this exhibit is just very appropriate because mm-hmm. it seems that everyone now is talking about these issues, not just in El Paso, but around the country. I think the Bruce Jenner interview kind of brought transgender people to light to many people who maybe didn't give it a second thought before. And there's so many things happening in our country today, you know, the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. And so the timeliness of it, I think, is very important as well.
I think you're right. I heard a story on NPR earlier this week.
I was driving and I heard a story on transgendered people and how, unfortunately, many transgendered people tend to be homeless or live in poverty. And then there was a story on NPR. Terry Gross was interviewing an actress who was in a relationship now with a woman, previously with a man. So, you know, it's just very timely. And like I said earlier, we're very proud to be able to bring this exhibit.
And there's cool programming around it. You've got a couple mm-hmm. of events I see here. You've got a poetry reading, poetry slam going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a lot of our participants, they wanted to donate their own artworks. So we have, you know, paintings coming in, but also poetry that they write and that some of them have performed, for example, at open mic nights where they have their slam poetry. And so we'll have some of them come in. And we'll also talk a little bit more about published works by local authors such as Alicia del Gaspar Alba, John Retchie, Arturo Islas, and other art as well being displayed and talked about, not just to talk about, you know, personal experiences, but this art that the community has produced as well.
And that's going to happen on Saturday, June 27th at 5 o'clock at the museum.
That's right.
And then you also have another activity on July 30th. It's a lecture. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So in thinking about what kind of outreach we wanted to do with this, we decided to partner with the El Paso Holocaust Museum, which is where I previously worked before coming to the Centennial. And, you know, so many of the lessons at the Holocaust Museum deal with teaching tolerance. And obviously, this is one of the missions that we have with this exhibit, particularly, you know, during the Holocaust, gays were persecuted for their lifestyle. And, you know, unfortunately, that's something that we still see today. And so we wanted to do that kind of outreach and partner with the Holocaust Museum. And so their director and their education director are going to do this lecture.
The opening reception, which is always a good time,
exactly.
happens on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 o'clock. And then you can catch the exhibit anytime, right, between now and September 19th?
Exactly. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30.
Come on to campus, check out the exhibit. Today, my guests have been Maribel Villalba, director of the Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, and Josh Lopez, MA student and research assistant. And we've been talking about the Engendering Community exhibit that opens at the Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens on Tuesday, June 2nd.